about 5 years ago. These trucks were just emerging on the market. Since that time, we've placed over 2,000 of these trucks on the streets of California. About 1,600 are hybrid electric trucks, and 400 are battery electric trucks.
Tom Brotherton is a regional director for CalStart, the nonprofit agency that manages California's incentive program for alternative fuel vehicles. He says that among commercial vehicles, the biggest sales has been in what are known as Class 5 cab-over delivery trucks. And within that class, one company is dominant.
Right now, the market leader is Hino, the truck arm of Toyota. And so far, they've sold over 800 of these trucks into the California market. The national sales of that type of truck are not a huge number. So even though 800 is a small number, it's actually a pretty decent fraction of the total number of Class 5 cab-over engine trucks sold in California.
Glenn Ellis is Hino's vice president for marketing in the United States. He notes that the company actually pioneered hybrid technology.
Started development in the early 70s with some electric buses in Japan. In 1991, we actually introduced the first hybrid truck, which was 6 years prior to the Prius. So we are now in our sixth generation hybrid system. But we do utilize a lot of the same componentry as Toyota does. You know, our traction motor, the battery pack itself, are all shared componentry with Toyota's hybrid system.
Hino began selling its hybrid trucks here a little more than 2 years ago and has established a toehold, Ellis says.
Right now we're seeing it as about 3% of the market, of the Class 5 market.
That equates to about 1,000 vehicles nationwide. Still, he foresees strong growth in relative terms.
I could see it growing up to 7 to 10% of that Class 5 market.
One reason for that is a lack of competition.
Freightliner, Peterbilt, Kenworth, International were all offering the Eaton hybrid system for domestic sales. Within the last 2 years, I think Eaton has discontinued their hybrid system.
But they have a satisfied customer in Shane Hilke, the operations manager for Santa Rosa beer distributor Mesa Beverage. About a third of their fleet of 24 trucks are international hybrids, and he's planning to buy more.
We looked at them in a 15-20% increase in fuel economy, so we decided to go with these to be more environmentally friendly.
Although the sticker price for these hybrid trucks is about $12,000 more than their conventional counterparts, most of that difference is currently offset through vouchers from the state and other incentives. Hilke expects to see more and more of the hybrids on delivery routes.
Mostly for local deliveries, where you get your best cost savings, because the engine shuts down when you're idling around town, but if you're on the road hauling heavy freight, it's still using a lot of the diesel power.
Tom Brotherton is also hoping to see more hybrid trucks on the road, but maybe not for long.
Hybrid trucks are, in many ways, a stepping stone. If I look out 10, 20, 30 years in the future, I think there are going to be more battery electric trucks on the road for two principal reasons. One is an electric motor is inherently more efficient than an internal combustion engine. Second point is there's zero tailpipe emissions.
In the meantime, a number of California companies are now offering aftermarket conversions for trucks and even buses to hybrids or even all-electric power systems. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.